You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Mediumship Uncovered with Medium Donna Young.
Medium Donna Young.
Live from MediumDonnaYoung.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Mediumship Uncovered
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Young from country out Australia in Cootamundra. I had such a big day yesterday. I travelled to Sydney and then come back again late last night, and I was fully booked with readings in Picton in Sydney. So welcome all of you who haven't been to my show before, Mediumship Uncovered. We cover different topics every week. I do a reading and I also talk about anything spiritual, so welcome. Now, there's a topic that I want to really cover this week, and it's about what I've been having a lot of questions about is when people pass, is there a time frame after they pass that we can see them? And quite often I can actually see spirit straight even before they pass. So if someone's in a coma, or if they've had a stroke, or if they've in that place where they're quite unwell or have dementia, quite often I can even do a reading from that space. So I call that the grey area. So that's where we go in that in-between place, and it's a really beautiful place. So a lot of people, that's the space where a lot of people, when they have near-death experiences, they'll come back and they'll talk about being able to watch their surgery, or being able to see what's happened, or being able to see no stories or conversations that were made, like in the room next door. So this is a space where we're kind of transitioning, and some people can spend many years in that space before they actually pass with dementia. And it's a really lovely place for that. So I've got Connie from Toronto. So hi, Connie. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Good. All the way from Canada. How are you?
Yes, I'm in Toronto. Toronto.
Oh, Toronto, Canada. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So,
Toronto,
welcome,
Canada,
to my show. Yeah. So, now, thank you for watching my show. And what I do is I communicate directly with spirit. So they'll come through and they'll give all the information I need to know. So,
do I have any messages from my mum or dad?
I have your father coming through, and he's talking about, and he's talking about where he wants you to know that he's okay. And he's talking about where there was a lot of health issues, if that makes sense. Has he been gone for quite some time now? Has he been gone for quite some time now?
He's been gone now, about 2 years. He was killed tragically, my dad.
Yeah,
and I'm going through a lawsuit right now for my dad, and I want to know if he's okay with that. Like, I'm having a lot of issues with the family, trust me.
He's trying to
get things right for my dad.
That's okay. He's talking about, were you looking after him too at the time? He's talking about where you always looked after him. He's talking about, and he's also talking about, was this to do with an accident?
The way he got killed, you mean? It was an accident?
Yeah. He's talking about an accident. Was someone else involved with this?
Yes, someone else was involved with this. It was Enercare that went into his home, and they were testing his... furnace, you know, and they left a piece on, and the house went up to like 118 degrees and died of a massive heart attack.
Yeah, okay, yep, because he's talking about this being, he's talking about where it was to do with an accident.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, and he's talking about where the person, it was just negligence, and this person hadn't been trained correctly as well, so I'm not sure if this has come out in the lawsuit as well.
Okay, they're going to come out with some more training?
Yeah, because I'm seeing this person not trained correctly, and they're also talking about where I'm not sure if this person had not been working for them for very long as well. And just not trained correctly, and they're also
it was an accident, so he wasn't held responsible, but I wanted more training to be put into place. That's what I asked my lawyer to try and
And I actually see that
I don't want it to happen again to somebody else.
Yeah, that's right, because I actually see that this is going to come into play. So the extra training, and I'm also seeing there being a pay outcome from this as well. And I'm also
I'm just waiting. I don't know.
He's talking about arguments with, and he's talking about, do you have a sister or a sister-in-law? He's talking about where there's a sister. Do you have a sister?
What? Okay, yeah. In a minute, Norm. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Do you have
a
sister?
In a minute. Do I have a what?
A sister?
I have a sister, yes. And my sister was the one that was living with my dad, and that's, he's probably talking about my sister Terry, because Terry was talking.
Yeah, because he's talking.
Terry lived with my dad, yes.
Yeah, because he's talking about your sister, and that's what he's saying. He's saying, thank goodness she's okay, and he's talking about where her being in a different room, if that makes sense, where she wasn't affected. And
She was in the basement. She was in the basement.
Yeah, and he's...
She still got the heat. Yeah, where it didn't affect her. She came out with no voice. It was that hot. But I just want to know that if he's proud of me for doing what I'm doing, because I'm trying.
He's very proud.
He's driving me nuts.
He's very proud, and he's talking about, he says, you just keep going with what you're doing. Don't worry about what everyone else is saying. It's like everyone's kind of got better ideas or trying to get, but also where there's a little bit of arguments about settlement with his money or will as well. And he's talking about where you're just defending what he wanted. And he's very, very proud of you.
I'm just trying to get it so that, you know, this company knows what they did. And that was the reason why I did this. But my family has just gone nuts over the money thing.
And he's saying you're doing what's right because we need to protect that this doesn't happen to anyone else again. And he just wants you to know he's very proud of you. And he says just go with what's right, not so much, it's not about the money. So, okay.
Yeah,
thank
exactly.
you, love. It was lovely to meet you. Thank you for joining my show.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much for the message. Thank you very much.
And I do see settlement happening.
You have a great night.
There will be a great settlement, and there will be a lot of money coming. So it'll be good for the cause as well. So focus on the cause, because I do see that will be an outcome as well. Okay. You will have both.
Okay.
So thank you, love. Okay. So I'm going to go back to what I was talking to beforehand, before Connie. So what I was seeing was that I've had so many people asking me just recently about where, is there a time frame after we pass that I can make contact? And I can make contact straight away. Sometimes because it's raw and because it's very sensitive, spirit may wait to be asked to come through as well. So, or they may come off the back of someone else who's been passed for some time. And they may actually come through at the end of a reading as well, because if I make people hysterical from the very beginning, you won't remember anything I say. But also there's a little bit of an issue with the communication as well. So where you may not be able to comprehend what I'm saying to be able to give me feedback to make sure that I'm giving the right information. So in these readings, when someone has just recently passed, they're very delicate. And over the years, my team as the spirit on the other side, we've learned how to be very gentle about the information that we give. So, but definitely, if someone's passed away, even on the same day, sometimes spirit will come through straight away. So there's no time lapse. There's no time that will restrict you. And like I said before the break, was that often I can see people before they pass. And I also want to make it very clear for everyone too that there is no pain in passing. So we actually are taken out of our body before we feel any kind of pain or anything gets too uncomfortable. And that's where that grey area is where our soul leaves our body. So have a great week, everyone. Thank you for joining me today. And thank you, Connie. It was lovely to meet you. Anyone who wants to book a reading with me, you can book on mediumdonnayoung.com or on magicgift, magikgift.com. Shortly, there'll be an international learning centre that will be coming up on that site. So keep an eye out on it. So it's lovely to see you all, and I'll see you next week. Bye.